from KQED. Santa Barbara has long been home for Costa Rican composer and musician Luis Muñoz, but his work has never lost touch with his roots in Latin America. He's mostly known for his instrumental compositions. Now he's trying something different with his new album, Voz. The California Report's jazz critic Andrew Gilbert has this review.
Rayo de sol, sublime pájaro de luz, quietud.
Looking at the credits, Luis Muñoz's new album Voz seems like it's going to be all over the map. And it is, in the best possible way. It's a project overstuffed with artists. But Muñoz, a multi-instrumentalist who plays piano, percussion, melodica, and drums, knows how to share the spotlight. As the title suggests, Voz is a project focusing on the human voice. And what voices? Muñoz showcases an array of remarkable women from across Latin America, creating bespoke compositions and arrangements to fit the contours of their unmistakable sounds.
Preludio y fin, oasis en la multitud, marfil.
Preludio y Fin is a perfect fit for Mexican-born Magos Herrera, an acclaimed New York City jazz singer. She's the most prominently featured of the album's three lead vocalists, and Muñoz makes the most of her sensuously throaty voice. For players, Muñoz draws on a cast of longtime collaborators, and each track features different instrumentation. On Argentina, Herrera engages in a hip-swaying dance with the flugelhorn of Jonathan Dane, whose self-possessed hornwork provides the album with another striking voice. Born and raised in Costa Rica, Muñoz moved to California in the mid-70s to study at UC Santa Barbara. He's been there ever since, creating music for film, dance, and theater, while documenting his own compositions on a series of acclaimed albums. But Voz is his most personal project yet, one that finds him reaching back to his Central American roots. He wrote all the music while collaborating with lyricists from Nicaragua and Panama. A lament for lost love, Quisiera features a double dose of soul with vocals by Teca Penteriche and Claudia Acuña.
Tiempo se fue, la música en la triste ciudad, me dice que habrá nostalgia sin remedio, me viste partir.
What's particularly impressive about Voz is Muñoz's restraint and exquisite taste. His spacious orchestrations and measured tempos give the music plenty of room to breathe, even on the most intricately constructed tracks. Here's Teca on the undulating samba, Pasión. The 86-year-old jazz great Ron Colina provides gleaming counterpoint on chromatic harmonica. The album closes with the most intimate sounding track, Amanecer Luminoso, or Luminous Dawn. It's a brief, almost prayerful setting for a Costa Rican poem about a morning visitation by a small bird, and it features Magos Herrera backed by pianist Adam Masarnau. Muñoz doesn't play on the piece, but as an artist attuned to the ephemeral nature of life and love, his voice comes through every track on Voz, a gossamer dreamscape of an album.
En la más clara de mis ventanas. mis ventanas.
Andrew Gilbert is a Bay Area writer who covers jazz and world music. He reviewed Voz by Luis Muñoz.
Yo, 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 what's up, California Report? I'm T.
And this is Tim, man.
And we're the Pedal Junkies. We're a bicycle polo team from Fresno, California. Bicycle polo is the same thing as horse polo, but imagine we're on a bicycle going about 20 miles an hour, swinging our mallets, having a good time, telling jokes and spinning spokes.
Back pass. Yeah.
So you've been listening to the California Report, a production of KQED, Public Radio in San Francisco.
Our director is Susie Racho. The technical producer is Seal Muller.
Oh, dang, good shot. Good shot.
We had additional engineering from Howard Gilman.
The online team includes David Marks, David Weir, Lisa Pickoff-White, and Olivia Allen Price.
And our interns are Natalia Estrada, Carrie Klein, and Laura Clivens.
In the grass polo. San Diego.
The California Report's editorial team includes Victoria Monleon, Polly Stryker, Kat Snow, Ingrid Beckham,
and Holly Kernan.
Thanks for listening.
This is Team Pedal Junkies. We'll see you on the court out there somewhere. Smash mallets. 3, 2, 1, polo! Yeah!
I'm Sasha Coca. Have a great weekend. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. More at irvine.org. The California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.